Alan Cope was one of hundreds of thousands of American soldiers who went to France during World War II to repel the Nazi threat. Cope wasn't a war hero. He didn't come home bedecked with medals. In fact, he didn't come home. Alan Cope stayed in France. In 1994, Cope met with French cartoonist Emmanuel Guibert, and the two became friends. Guibert eventually brought Cope's story to life in a graphic novel called Alan's War. The book has now been translated into English and published here in America. Cyrus Farivar reports from Paris.
Alan's War came out in France in 2000. That was the year after Alan Cope passed away at the age of 74. In his Paris apartment, Emmanuel Guibert flips through some of the hundreds of sketches and watercolors that he did over nearly 5 years in preparation for Alan's War.
This is an apple pie recipe. So I have drawn his hands doing everything. And I must say that I've never tried since his death to do the recipe myself, because I'm not a cook. But normally, with everything that I've drawn, I would be able to reproduce the recipe, because I've tried to draw everything.
Guibert's notebooks are filled with drawings of Alan Cope's house, his dog, his car, and especially the man himself. The two first met in 1994 and became close friends. They met on Île de Ré, a small island off of France's southwest coast, where Cope had been living in retirement for years and where Guibert had been on vacation. Within a few days after their first meeting, Guibert says that the two of them took a walk on a beach, and Cope told him, entirely in French, the story of how he experienced the war and ended up in France.
When I felt that he had said more or less what he wanted to say, the first silence that after these 45 minutes of this or this hour between us, first silence that occurred, I said, we have to make a book. and it was very simple. He said yes.
The story is fairly simple. It tells of a young 19-year-old Californian who ends up in the American Army to fight Hitler. Along the way, he meets a lot of interesting characters, learns about post-war European life, and discovers music, art, and literature. In essence, it's a very small story about one man. Guibert says that while the American English translation would lose the charm of Cope's French as he spoke it, Guibert wanted the story to retain its intimacy.
But in the American one, I really wanted the translation to be as natural as possible. It comes out very naturally. The confidence is really fluent. It's really like sharing a glass of beer with someone, and that's what I wanted.
The smallness of the story comes out not only in the way it's told, but also in the way the images are drawn. That's according to Jeet Heer, a Canadian journalist who specializes in comics. In scenes involving large groups of soldiers, the faces and features of the others are blurred, making them seem like faceless masses. Heer says the specific format of comics makes this possible.
I think also, in some curious way, that the stylization works partially because war is such a dehumanizing experience. That's an effect that you really see in sort of like Alan's War. You can make him out, but a lot of the soldiers are very sort of, you know, these stylized figures of soldiers, and that actually sort of does capture something true about the experience of war.
Cope witnessed entire towns that had been destroyed by war, which seemed to lead him to a life of humanity. He filled his own life largely with music, literature, and art. He even started to write his own poetry later in life. Guibert says he's now working on a prequel to Alan's War. He hopes to explore Alan's childhood growing up in Pasadena, California in the 1920s and 30s, based on what Cope himself told him and on what he's found out on a recent research trip back to California to explore Alan's roots. He hopes to finish the next chapter in Alan Cope's story in the coming years. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar in Paris.